This is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. Stephen Schuster is with us from Minto, North Dakota. And Stephen, let's start by way of introduction. Tell us a little bit about the start of this growing season and how we got to where we are today.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Don. So we got in the field in Walsh County, right in this part of Walsh County anyway, the last few days of April. Got a lot of our wheat and sugar beets in April, first part of May. Field conditions were relatively dry. We were short on snow this past winter, so when we got rolling, it went pretty good. And, then we just kept rolling on to the next crop, and got real nice timely rains after that. Nice three-quarter to inch-and-a-half rains. Crop was off to an excellent start. And then we got to early July, actually the 4th of July, we had a bad storm that morning. And that's kind of when Mother Nature decided to shut the sprinkler off. And until 2 days ago, we saw no or very little rain. So crop conditions have been deteriorating here for the better part of 2 months.
It's frustrating when you have that much potential coming and you're looking at a big crop and then Mother Nature does a switch around on us.
Absolutely. And I guess that's how we come upon average, right?
Yeah, exactly right. So you walk into these cornfields, and they're firing up on us to quite a degree, pretty far up that stalk.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in a lot of cornfields here the last week or two, and the corn on the sugar beet ground is not looking very good at this point. Some of the other corn looks excellent, so we kind of got a little bit of everything out there. The plot we're standing next to right now, it's got varieties that are fired up over our shoulders. And right in this area, it was very dry last summer of 17 as well. So it's kind of going on 2 years with, very little rain and not much snow. So, not a lot of subsoil left right now. It's crazy how quickly it can change from 2016.
Isn't that crazy? So tell me, what's that mean as far as managing this crop for harvest?
Yeah, so we're, mostly concerned about checking stock quality right now. We are 250 to 300 GDUs ahead of the five-year average right now, which puts our harvest about 3 weeks ahead of normal. So that can kind of creep up on guys awfully quick if you're not paying attention. And this part of the country, not everybody has a corn dryer, so the elevators need to be ready. And, if we see some quality changes to the negative side, we got to be ready to go take that crop.
So could it be a situation where corn and beans are going to need to come at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. I raise a lot of seed production soybeans on my farm, so that creates another headache as well, where you have to get in and get those at a certain moisture too. But I remember not so many years ago, I couldn't tell you exactly what year, but we did stop soybeans, harvest corn, and then come back to soybeans again, and we might see some of that this year.
Tell me a little bit about your business. What kind of area you cover?
Yeah, so I cover most the eastern half of Walsh County, go up into Pembina a little bit, down into Grand Forks County a little bit. I've got a seed facility just west of Minto, and been selling Pioneer for, this will be my 10th year now. I was an associate for 2 years, and I've owned the business now for 8, and excited to start another sales year.
Well, that's upon us.
Yes, sir. We're already in the thick of it.
No doubt. Again, Stephen Schuster is with us from Minto, North Dakota. This is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer.